This week, we're talking about shocking tech that's making a comeback, Richard.
Should I be worried?
Well, don't be too worried. It's going to be fun. Okay. We've also got all the usual stuff. And plus, I think we've got the best super build bike vault bike ever.
Ever?
And maybe the worst as well. It's going to be really fun. But first, this week, let's get into some super tech from back in the day that's making a comeback via this amazing Manitou.
Yeah, what's going on back here?
Well, do you remember the original Manitou FS? Jürgen Benneke rode it in, I think it came out about 1991. Owen has done an amazing video about the old bike and this new one that we're going to look at in a moment over on Tech. So for more details, look at that. But top line is Jürgen Benneke took this bike with essentially twin shock rear end. Cup overall in downhill, right? So this was in probably, he was in 1993. I think he won the overall on an amazing bike, a really cool bike. Now, what has happened is Manitou have reimagined that old tech into what could be a bike of the future.
And that's new version, right?
That's Owen's argument in the video. We've got it in the back here.
Yeah, I mean,
so I want to see what you think about it, because it's a pretty interesting bike.
It turns out, doesn't it?
Yeah, that front end, right, is one piece, five-axis CNC machined.
Well learned. Brilliantly
five
done.
Five-axis CNC machined one piece.
Yeah.
Kind of like how Five Dev do stuff.
Yeah, know? Yeah.
So that's an interesting idea.
Yeah. That was actually made by the guys at Gammox, though, wasn't it?
Yes.
Now, Gammox, if you don't know, make incredible gearbox downhill bikes called the Sago.
Yeah,
love and there's some interesting tech on that.
Yeah.
Which we were just chatting about off camera, actually, is the bonded carbon into the tubes. Now, that can actually be, I don't know about change on this one, but I know Gammox on their downhill bike change that for different sort of compliance and things like that.
No way.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
so I'm
incredible.
Assuming the same tech is applicable to this.
So inside that down tube and top tube is like an I-beam of aluminium.
Correct.
And then there's carbon inserts in for each side.
Yeah,
so that's
it.
Really
bonded
cool.
In.
And the compliance bit you're talking about is really nice. So then we've obviously got things that are available in terms of the Gates belt drive and the pinion gearbox.
So much going on.
But that stuff available. But this rear end suspension design, this is the bit that is really reminiscent of the original Manitou FS.
Yeah.
This twin shock design. I've got to say, right, I sort of love it, but I sort of doubt it's something that's actually going to come back. Do you?
I can't see it coming back. Do you know, I was just pondering in my head what a good term to describe this bike is.
Yes.
Batshit crazy. You know what I mean? It's mental. There's a set of forks at the back and a set of forks at the front.
Yeah, but that's...
Is it coming or going?
It's a push-me-pull you.
Yeah.
It's old tech, though, isn't it?
But it's a locomotive.
I like how they've reimagined it. I really love the chainstays as well. I like that. I don't know how much flex there would be in those, but I do like it. And I tell you something else.
Tell me.
I really love about the bike, and I just think, like, the purple colourway is amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I must have some purple haze brakes.
Yeah, they're cool.
I'm not going to be cool until I've got a set of those levers on my bike.
And then some.
They are sick.
Yeah,
are sick.
I mean,
but they're readily available. That's not even new tech. But what it got me thinking is, like, what old tech could potentially make a comeback? Other than this amazing Jürgen Benneke remake.
It is, as I said before.
Yeah. I've got one to start us off.
Go on.
I think it's going to always keep coming back, right? But,
back in the
days when White released the PRST1 and it had an incredible linkish front suspension. Right?
How many times?
How many versions has there been?
So many.
And we've got the Truss front fork. Lauf have got a leaf spring suspension, which actually is still...
It's essentially a Jeep from 1960
or something. You know where that gets used a lot?
Yeah.
Gravel. It's a gravel fork, really. But I feel like linkage front suspension is something that designers are going to keep coming back to time and time again.
It will work.
And at some point, it's going to catch fire and it's going to work. But that is definitely tech that's coming back.
Yeah. No, I would be stoked if actually they all caught fire. That would be great. Other things, skin suits.
They've come back.
Sort of, yes, because it's essentially one piece kind of, well, it's technically a two piece, but they are
speed suits.
They've renamed it speed suits.
Yeah,
I
would love to see you in a speed suit because you are a racing snake. You'd look
no
amazing.
No one would love to see my racing snake in a skin suit, buddy. No one would.
Yeah, we should do a video where you test a speed suit and see if you are quicker.
All right, Fox, send one over.
We've done in the past. Neil did that once, didn't he? He tried to aero himself as much as he could, and he was still slow. Incredible. but speed suits definitely made a comeback this year.
I wouldn't mind trying one, because they're pretty snug.
Back in the day, a skin suit was like, you know, it was a must-have. Steve Pete, he wore a skin suit.
But then all the riders realised how stupid they looked and literally signed a petition to stop them.
Yeah, but speed suits do look kind of cool. I think they look kind of cool.
They've come on.
I definitely think they're better than the original.
Here's one, because I love moto. Disc covers on disc brakes at the front.
Oh,
Bruni's been rocking them, a few others. They've been popping up.
And I mean, back in the day, we used to put actual motocross disc covers on our mountain bikes. Yeah.
And THE actually made, do you remember THE back in the day?
Yes.
Made legit mountain bike ones, but you know, they're making a comeback to kind of protect, not really to protect the roads in terms of like impact, well that is a part of it, but like mud and weather conditions, things like that.
But also aerodynamics.
Aerodynamics.
I mean, does that really make that much difference? I guess
when it's a squillionth of a second, anything else?
Imagine how valuable a second is in downhill, though. If you could find a second, you'd win every race.
Yeah, true.
Oh my God, that's incredible.
This is like a light bulb gone off again.
You know the one thing I'd love to see? I know everyone out there who knows this bit of tech is going to slate me. And I got slated in the comments last week, actually.
Rightly so.
Everyone was saying I'm like some old geezer now who's scared of mountain biking.
Gatekeeping mountain biking.
get stuffed, right?
Oh,
I'm
God.
Not. I'm not.
Oh,
but
no.
you're gonna slate me for this. Hammerschmidt.
Is that the crank thing? The geared crank? Yeah.
Oh, it didn't work as a product. It didn't catch on. But the simplicity of just like a double gear at the front was amazing. I think there's something in that. I don't know how many gears in a downhill race do you actually use?
Like four.
I mean, could you do it with two? Just have a Hammerschmidt type thing at the front. Well, don't.
Or
that's what
modern. Did you point that thing at me?
That's it now.
Oh, thumble.
To the death.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
To the death. Imagine how long it would take.
Oh, you'd
get down to a stub down here and be like, oh, for God's sake.
No, the modern version is what we're looking at. It's a gearbox.
Good point.
The modern version.
Good point. The Hammerschmidt's done. I've got to give up on it.
Yeah.
What about you guys out there? What tech did you love and you'd like to see make a comeback, maybe redesigned, brought up to date with new materials or something like that? What bikes, what components do you want to see make a comeback? And what do you think of the Manitou FS Mark II? I love it. Rich is on the fence. Let us know
what
you think.
It's wild.
Yeah, it definitely is. Right, time for some news with Tom.
Hungard!
What's up, everyone? We had so much news last week that this week we're playing catch-up a little bit, as well as celebrating a couple of new releases too. Let's get stuck into it with the shortest story of the week from Hope. Shortest, of course, because Hope's Evo cranks are now available at a length of just 135mm. If you looked at a 155 crank before and thought, what giants are those for? Well, you're in luck. Like the rest of the Evo range, they're compatible with 9, 10, 11 or 12 speed spline mount or spiderless chain rings, and in the same range of axle length options too. So if you're a dirt jumper, a kid who wants some tougher cranks, or a vertically challenged mountain biker, these could well be your new best option. £300 UK gets you the axle and spider, and they come in the usual Hope colour palette. Repent Components have released the Nomad Saddle, 100% designed, engineered and built in Italy. It's got a carbon shell and carbon rails, has the lightweight EVA padding with a non-slip surface, 260mm in length, 142mm wide, only comes in black. At just 155 grams, it's pretty light, €279, that will set you back. Kotick have got an update to the Beefy with a new dropout system that lets you choose if you want a 29er or 27.5 bike. You get the classic Kotick long rear center with a 29er wheel installed, but if you choose that 27.5 option, that rear wheel will run 10mm closer to the seat tube for a more playful feel. Two colors, plenty of sizing options to start with. The frame is only £699, and there are some solid build options available, maxing out at £3,599. The Rudy Project have released Turbo Lens, their latest generation of spherical lenses, which are designed to optimize aerodynamics and offer complete protection from the elements. That wraparound style will help block UV rays whilst giving you a wide field of vision and can be used for a range of sports from athletics to cycling. Polarized photochromic or mirrored lenses start at £144, and they can also be ordered with optical correction for your prescription included as well. Last but by no means least, the Transition Sentinel we talked about last week has found itself on the box already. Marco Osborne won the Trans Sierra Norte in Mexico. Always looks like a great time that race. Marco won every single stage in the elite men's category, a 6 minute margin after 120 total minutes between the tape. Morgan Jaunier took the win in the women's category, also winning every stage, 10 minutes up on second place. All right, that's my time this week. Let's see what Toff's got for the sickest thing of the week.
Right, this week's sickest thing has to be this new video from Monster Energy and Lucas Schaefer, aka Sheeper. It's Sheeper's Black Mass Jam, which is stop four of the 2024 Monster Energy Backyard Battle. In my opinion, Lucas has to be one of the steeziest dudes in mountain biking right now. At least one of my favorites. Just because his style is all like BMX trail boss, fast and loose crew meets Trey Jones. But on a mountain bike, my favorite clips have to be that 1 foot tire grab, Sergio Leos' whipped out tuck. I've always thought that one-handed landers were so whack, but I can't lie, that 1 foot one-hander to one-handed lander is actually so sick. And Edgar Brill's insanely huge Euro, obviously. Right, that's my sickest thing this week. Time to go back to the shed.
Thank you very much, guys. Great as always. Now, Martin, I can see you are exceedingly excited about something.
I really am.
You are?
This week, right, if you are part of our YouTube membership, or you're about to this week, I think you're about to, right, with your trail crew or trail boss, we have got new custom emojis.
There are a lot. Now, these new emojis, calm yourself, bud. Easy. Yeah. We'll go alongside your loyalty badges. So depending upon what tier of membership you've got, you have your little loyalty badge and then you have all these emojis you can use as well. And obviously alongside these memberships, you get the discount in the store. And if you're a trail boss and you hang around for a year, you get your custom bottle at the end as well. Isn't that right?
Yeah, absolutely. So let us know what your favorite custom emoji is this week. We've got the GMBN Globe. We've got Hack. We've got a bodge, and we've got a little wrench on as well. I like the custom emojis too much, but I will see you in the comments and we'll get stamping those globes.
You love it. Hacks and bodges! Hacks and bodges! Hacks and bodges!
That was a great
Nick joined in as well, I like that.
Yeah, and there was a lot of you guys joining in. Don't tell anyone who do that, but we all love it. This week, great hacks and bodges. Yeah. First one from Brian Cohen. I like this.
This is good.
I like what he's done because he's got a Garmin mount. He's molded it with a GoPro mount, so he's turned it into a sticky, effectively. Yeah. And now he can put his Garmin on his top tube of his frame.
This is good.
It's neat, isn't it?
I like this. There's a guy who uses a GoPro a lot and a Garmin even more.
Yeah, love it.
This is a good one.
I'm surprised there's not a sticky Garmin mount. They should do that.
Well, it's because generally you put it on your bars and stuff, don't you? But I like that. Top tube one's clever.
Yeah, nice, very, very neat.
This next one is from Robert B. I decided not to spend money on a nut setter. Instead, I use an M6 bolt with nuts and a big washer to space the nut out correctly and hammer it in. Works a dream.
Works. How do you do that? How do you put a star-fangled...
I bring it to the workshop.
I always want to say star-spangled banner, but it's a star-fangled nut. I put the Allen bolt in the top of the star-fangled nut.
Yeah.
Put the star-fangled nut on top of the steerer tube.
And just whack it.
And whack it, and it always goes in like crooked. Yeah. Then I just bang the side of the nut until it straightens it up.
I'm not going to lie, I've done that loads.
Is that not how you do
that it? That is a way of doing it. There's this way, which, he's done very well, Robert.
Yeah, well done, Robert.
Or there's a proper whackerer.
which Owen would know the name of.
We do not, but it's like you screw it into the star-fangled nut and then it hits it down equally. Yeah. The whackerer.
Yeah. We don't work on our bikes enough.
No, we don't. We do not.
Who are we going to give the GMBM race top this week?
It's tough. Robert's
done a great job, and I like Brian's as well.
I would choose Brian because I think that's a good way of combining some stuff. But I do like the homemade tool.
You literally can only pick one because we got in real trouble.
Can I not just choose them both?
No. You literally can't.
I'm really not.
No, you cannot. You can only give away one race top. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but...
Brian, congratulations. You have won yourself a race top. I like that one. Yeah.
It's hard only giving away one, isn't it?
It is. I would actually just give away too much stuff.
Yeah. If you have got a hack or a bod you'd like to share and win that coveted GMBN race top,
just
there is only one, then send it into our uploader and we could be seeing you here next week. And we'd love to see you. Right, let's have a look at some things we liked this week. And first up, I love this, more dogging from Thessa Castano. I love dogging. It's amazing.
It really has proven to be a hobby you're taking
that.
up quite a lot.
No, I feel like this POV view of dogging is incredible.
You're an idiot.
The dog, yeah, but it's really sick and he's going bloody fast.
Yeah, I mean, they're going for it.
How fit is that dog? How fit is that dog?
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's one of my favourite
sports. Hell of a bitch, that one.
Yeah.
Very nice. Right, Jake...
Jake, keep going.
Jake Atkinson, suicide.
Oh,
no,
man, I love
off this. Drop.
Sick.
Oh, my days. That's wild, isn't it?
That is quite frightening, isn't it?
That's
because
good.
Once he puts his hand back on, he's still got a long way to drop. Watch, look, there's hang time. Look. Hands back on.
Hands on.
Boom. This one's a good angle. Love that. Well done, Jake.
Yeah, nice.
Love this style from Alexander Blanner. Absolutely amazing.
Let's see.
This guy.
Oh, big hook. I've seen this big quarter pipe.
Cannondale boy, isn't he?
Yeah.
Love it. Oh, he goes down hard.
Yeah,
no, goes down hard. Great rider, though. Look at that. Love that.
Yeah, big dump free.
Sort of almost a cork flip over a bit of fire there. Very cool.
Cork flip or dump free?
More kind of dogging from Chris Kyle. Because he just goes riding with his dogs all the time.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Oh, man, Chris Kyle is so good.
He is actually
amazing. Oh, my
amazing,
God,
he's a very good rider.
Like, everything he does just looks rad.
Just smooth, good style.
Very rare for a BMX guy to come over mountain biking and look good.
Yeah.
It's not easy to do, and that boy can ride.
Dogs well.
Wow. Yeah, so big dogging week this week, wasn't it? I'll tell you something else I like this week. A book, right, I can recommend. Steve Peat, Forged by Speed. It's bloody brilliant. And if anyone's got a story...
He's got a few.
It's Steve Peat.
Pete's so got some
that
stories.
That is something I liked. I guess available in all good bookstores. It'd be pretty cool to go in Waterstones and see Steve Peat in there, wouldn't it? Yeah, well done,
bookstores,
Steve.
Bookstores, very good. Thing.
It's a very good read. Liked it a lot. Little promo in there.
Yeah, what?
Why not?
Commission? Right. Nice.
I wish. I wish.
Caption contest time, and I've been relieved this week of not being done over by a picture, and it's your turn. Look.
Yes.
What's going on here, mate?
Actually, what that is me reacting to having just done a video about Brendan Fairclough at Red Bull Rampage, and then the exact thing I was doing in the video happened again where they give him a crap score. So that's my reaction to that. But
we got some good captions.
What captions did we get for it? Initial photography says Martin gets the bill for the stunt mucks he gave away recently.
Yeah, that's a hefty bill.
That's actually exactly what
similar
happened.
Similar face. Yeah. Right. Chad Manigan, Martin can't watch as mountain biking continues to become more dangerous.
Oh, give it a rest.
Give it a rest. Someone's grazed at me, I can't look.
I get so much shade for all that.
Well, you should.
Next up, Glenn Huzenga says, Martin concentrating and pushing hard for his Cola Guard submission.
What's Cola? Cola Guard?
That's like your prostate cancer check.
Oh, like...
They get through the post and you have to give them a smear and send it back. When you get to 50, these things happen.
Blur, man.
But you know what? As it happens, I did have that come through the post about a week ago. This isn't that, but obviously it's a great moment to say, hey, do them tests. They're important. And I'm going to advocate for getting involved in the Cola Guard submissions.
All the promos. How much commission do you want for all these promos?
You don't get commission for prostate cancer checks.
That sounds terrible when you put it like that.
Yeah.
Who's going to win this then? Go on.
I'm giving it to Glenn Huzenga for doing awareness.
Congratulations. Well, the stunt mug is on his way. Ooh, I'm sorry, Nick.
I think I broke his finger.
Well, he's got 9 more. Or 8 more.
Sorry,
8 more?
That wasn't a good throw, was it? Should we try another one?
Okay.
Oh, it's just not happening today. Go on, one more. Go on, Nick. Go on, Rich. Go on, again.
No, because I hit my laptop off.
Oh, my God. That was probably the last stunt mug I ever throw.
Oh, my Gideon. That was so
close. Oh, my God.
Close.
If you would like to win yourself a stunt mug like this that will never be thrown again, then please give us your caption for this.
So close. Great picture.
Great picture.
Just about still got a job.
Oh my God. What did it hit?
The silver bit on I think it's like the plate or just the bit below.
I nearly got fired just then.
Straight into the lens. I mean, it's going to happen one day.
Why did I have to keep throwing it? Why didn't I just stop at one? Oh, let me risk my life again. Coming up on the channel this week, we've got some bangers as usual.
Yes, we do.
One that I really love, most stylish riders in MTB.
Thank you.
You didn't make the list.
Damn. Come on.
But I tell you what, it is a controversial list.
Oh, I can
imagine. Guys are going to kick off about this video.
You're in for another rinsing, aren't you?
I really am.
You are going to get done over. Really, all right. Air versus coil shocks. I went blind testing. I got the missus to make like this super secret shroud for the bike. And
oh, sick.
We swapped the shocks around without me knowing and stuff and tried to.
I've seen some photos. That looks
good. Yeah, it is cool. And the tech that got banned in F1. In mountain biking.
Could it make a difference? Wow.
Can it make you faster as well?
We'll see.
Stay tuned to find out.
Yeah, good videos coming up. Right, next up, we have got Bike Vault.
Ding-a-linger.
Where is it? Oh, man, I'm excited about this Bike Vault because... Oh, wait here, guys, wait. I'll be back.
Oh, sugar me timbers. I didn't know you were going to throw it.
I thought you were going to catch it.
No, I was engaging with the viewers. Normally, my catch is on point.
I thought you were a cool guy. Bike vault time. Bike. Let's get into the bike vault.
If only they knew.
Oh, man. This bike vault is starting this week with what I think...
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. Oh. I think this, look at it, Atherton build, absolutely beautiful, from James Revere. He says, hello, GMBN, this is the unicorn, isn't it just? After more than a decade of mountain biking, I decided it was time to create my dream bike, so I ordered a 2024 Atherton Bikes AM170. Oh, it's lovely.
Man's got deep pockets.
Yeah, very deep pockets.
Is that flight attendant on there as well?
It's got everything on it. I mean, I don't really need to... It's a definite super nice.
My literal only sort of criticism would be that the chain line needs to be in the middle of the cassette. That's literally it.
I have got one complaint on it.
Go on.
I have one. So, James, this is something to work on. I don't like the coloured spacers on the steel chain.
I see what you mean. Yeah, okay.
I just feel like they're unnecessary, but everything else...
I mean, we're really sort of nitpicking here, aren't we?
Really trying.
Very nice, James. Very nice. Really nice. I mean, hell of a spec as well. Look at that. All sorts of governments going on there. Emma Stone, the actress?
Maybe. Maybe. Really cool. Orbea. Two Orbeas.
Yeah.
I don't usually like a double bike in the bike vault, but I think they've gone to so much trouble here. Yeah. Emma's worked hard to get this kind of like setting.
Yeah,
I feel it deserves its space.
And you put it in there, so.
I put it in there, but I'm not going to give it a super nice.
Oh, harsh. Come on, is this from a recent trip to Ullswater there?
No, it's very good. It's very good. I'm not giving it the bell.
The campervan.
No.
The composure. No, the hills.
It's one bike, drive side preferable. Right. Next up, right?
You put this in
instead. Thanks for sending it in, Emma. I liked it.
Oh, yeah. Good save.
Next up. She's not offended now.
Yeah, that makes it totally okay.
Ruined her. All right.
Oh, half-assed. There we go. Well done, Emma. Well, thank you, Nick, as well. Woo.
Oh, God. Emma, you dragged that. You dragged that out of me. Right. Seven Beach has sent in what I think is the worst submission we've ever had. And this is so sad, right? I drove past one of these bikes today because this is in Bristol, this particular build.
Is it?
But these bikes are all over Bristol and Bath. But this one's got, like, graffiti on
it's
it.
It's proper, so like, done over.
It's the Tier E bike, and this is the new model. It's in matte paint scheme with orange highlights.
Like, we're talking about the spec of
front
it.
Front basket. All Tier E bikes have a front basket for carrying heavy bags. It's got a lock. QR code to get you in. It's such a hard
Who
sell.
Sent this in?
Look
Seven
at the
beach.
Wheels. Look at the wheels.
Mag wheels on
oh
it.
Oh my God. It's
I mean,
horrible.
This bike looked like it's had a few nights out, doesn't it?
Yeah, but so
what
I would
are we saying?
I would love to. It's definitely not a super nice. It's nice. It's a bike. Yeah, what are we got next?
Right, next up, Oakley Mogok.
Mogok.
New full sus allowing me to go bigger and do more gnarly trails. Easy jumps. I like it. That's a specialised status.
Specialised status, yeah.
It's tunnels. I quite like it. I like the sort of the black sleeper backdrop.
It's very nice.
Oh, super nice.
Yeah, go on.
Oh. Nice one, Oakley. Well done for sending that one in. Next up, Mark, who have we got?
We have got Peter de Boer.
Oh.
With his Norco in a lovely autumn setting.
It does look good. It's a nice red.
Everything's right. The pedals could be 3 o'clock, but...
My missus would say, that's a nice colour.
I'm going to give it an autumn super.
Oh, good man, good man. Yeah. Next up, look at this. This is long, low and slack from Peter Rolfschus. This is my first ground-up build. It's a Ferrum LVN160 with the old Manitou Messer Pros arm.
Not seen one of them before.
Me, never even heard of them.
I'm going to let you judge it, Rich.
It's nice. Do you know what? I like these kinds of bikes, but I dislike it when manufacturers put water bottles under the down tube.
As if
I wanted to drink what dogs poo out.
Oh, Peter, you were so close.
It was. Well done on your first build, by the way.
Yeah, Michael Breen has sent in this carbon mullet YT. Lovely.
Yeah. Lovely. He says he freaking loves it. Super nice, isn't it?
It's a super nice mixed wheel beauty.
Yeah, this is cool. This next one's from Victoria Ramsden. Stainless steel Bird Forge, Hope Bling, Lyric Ultimate. It can ride anything and is the perfect winter bike and moorland bike. I like that. That's cool.
That's a super nice. Super nice.
Very nice. Thank you. There we go. That is the Bike Vault done, Mark. And there's some bangers. As always, we do love to see your bikes, so keep them coming in. Should we theme next week?
Yeah, full sus.
How about we go for hardtail? We would love to see dirt jump bikes. We'd love to see hardcore hardtails, cross-country bikes, anything except a rigid trials bike. That's not the hardtail.
Why not send them in to the uploader? We'd love to see them. And let us know what shocking tech you'd like to see come back. Oh. But for now, it's goodbye from us.
Goodbye. That's bad.